In a moment, Hannah Vonka is going to come and read a passage from Exodus to us. And it's a passage that we have talked about in Holiday Club this week. It is about God telling Moses what he is going to do and how he wants Moses to go and see Pharaoh.
Exodus 6, verses 1 to 8. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Now you'll see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country." God also said to Moses, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, where they lived as aliens. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord."
Thanks so much, Hannah. Every day on Holiday Club, Grace has been teaching us a memory verse. And Angus has memorised the verse, and he is going to tell us the verse from outside Pharaoh's palace.
He rescues and he saves. He performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. Daniel 6, verse 27.
Our sons, George and Tom, are both learning to drive. And on the front and back of the car, we have the letter L. The front and the back. Why do we put an L on a car? We're learning to drive. Well, it tells other drivers that we're learning, so they can be a bit careful around us. And also reminds George and Tom that they're just beginning to learn to drive. The letter L is a good reminder to other drivers and to George and Tom. And letters can be good reminders to us all. So I'm going to use letter S to remind us all of what we've been learning about in Summer Holiday Club 2020. And the two things I mentioned all come from our Bible memory verse, which Angus reminds us of earlier, when he was able to give us a memory verse perfectly. The first S is for sin. Pharaoh had been told by the Lord to let God's people, the Israelites, go. But Pharaoh thought to himself, "I'm in charge, I'll do my own thing," and he ignored the Lord. Now, I've never been to Antarctica, and I guess probably not many people in Wargrave have. But in Antarctica, they have a 9-month winter, and the continent is engulfed in darkness. The temperature sinks to minus 82 degrees Celsius from late February to the end of November. During that time, there are no flights in or out. If you're working on a research station there, you're totally cut off for 10 months of the year. In an even more serious way, when we ignore God, we are cut off from him. We've gone our own way, done our own thing. We've ignored him. And since that little word of I in the middle, we put ourselves at the centre of our world and ignore the one who made us and loves us. If we ignore God, which is sin, we're cut off from him. And as Pharaoh was cut off from God, because he ignored God's word, so we also experience the same thing. That's the first S, sin. The second S is Saviour. God said this in Exodus 14, verse 4, that I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army, and the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord. He saved the Israelites from the Egyptians, enabling them to cross the Red Sea. He was their saviour then. He's also a saviour for us today through Jesus. Now the signs show us God's character. In the Old Testament we see his might, his majesty, his holiness. We see he's a speaking God, he's not silent. The New Testament also tells us that Jesus' life was full of signs. In John's Gospel we have this towards the end of the Gospel. Jesus did many other miraculous signs. These are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in his name. There are signs in Egypt with all the different various plagues, such as, for example, darkness over land. And also there are amazing signs done by the Lord Jesus Christ. The calming of the storm, the feeding of the 5,000 from one boy's packed lunch, and so we could go on. The healing of people, the raising of the dead. Well, friends, sin is the most expensive thing in the world. And we're reminded of that by the fact that Jesus became the true Passover lamb in an even bigger sense. In the Passover on the door frames were in the story of Exodus. And his death on the cross in our place rescues us from judgment and death. When he died, there was darkness at noon. The great temple curtain which separated the Holy of Holies was ripped from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rock split. The Lamb of God, the Passover's Lamb, has finished his work. I wonder if there's somebody here who has had in their life, perhaps you're a youngster, an operation, and you've had to go to hospital. And so you don't feel any pain. The anaesthetist, the surgeon, makes sure that you are anaesthetized, put to sleep. There's a very famous doctor who helped in that area of medicine by his discovery of chloroform. His name was Sir James Simpson. He's once asked by a questioner, what was his most and greatest discovery? And the questioner expected the answer, chloroform. But Sir James Simpson replied to this questioner simply saying, my greatest discovery was that Jesus Christ is my Saviour. Our verse of the week, Daniel 6, verse 27, he rescues and he saves, he performs signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth. Let's keep that at the centre of our lives. Let's pray. Lord, please help us to realise that you're a Lord who rescues and saves. Thank you for signs you've done throughout history, and supremely your work in Jesus Christ. Thank you that he was the true Passover lamb. Amen.